USDEA, Mexico's high-level officials work directly with terrorist drug cartels. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 24, 2026. A series of comments by the head of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, sparked new controversy in Mexico. As he pointed to high-level officials within the government as working directly with Mexican terrorist organizations such as Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, and the Sinaloa Cartel. Over the weekend, DEA Director Terrence Cole spoke with Univision, where he pointed to the most recent indictment against CJNG. In that indictment, Cole pointed to high-level government officials in Mexico working directly with drug cartels and said that the U.S. government was going to go after them. Cole also pointed to close cooperation with Mexico's security chief Omar García Harfuch. An entrevista con at Ilya Calderon, El Administrador de la DEA, Terry Cole, destaca la cooperación y el intercambio de inteligencia con México para combatir a los carteles. Cada domingo, un nuevo episodio de hashtag esta semana en N plus Univision. pic.twitter.com/agktui. N plus Univision, at Mass Univision, August 23, 2026. The comments come at a time when tensions have been rising in Mexico over the recent move by Sinaloa's Governor Rubén Rocamoya, who publicly announced that he was returning to his position after having stepped down months prior due to being criminally indicted on drug trafficking conspiracy and weapons charges by the U.S. Department of Justice and being labeled a wanted fugitive. Just one day later, Rocamoya took indefinite leave. As Breitbart Texas reported, Rocamoya claimed to have worked to clear his name through Mexico's Attorney General's office. The move led to political infighting within Mexico's ruling party, Morena, which turned its back on Rocamoya, claiming he was placing his personal interests above the party's well-being. Those who turned their backs on Rocamoya included President Claudia Sheinbaum, who had publicly defended him at first by openly challenging the DOJ and claiming the case was politically motivated. The Rocamoya case comes just days after Andrés Manuel López Beltrán, the son of former Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, announced that his U.S. visa had been revoked. While no public reason was given by the U.S. Department of State, Secretary Marco Rubio had previously pointed to the revocation of dozens of visas tied to CJNG, Breitbart Texas reported. While López Beltrán has not been publicly named in any criminal indictment, his name has been tied in various Breitbart Texas news reports and numerous other articles in Mexico in connection with the smuggling of fuel as part of a CJNG operation that also includes Mexican Navy officials at the highest levels. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.